Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Hi, and welcome to Meditation on Mondays for Mums. In episode 161, I am going to talk about how our thoughts can be such a burden and heavy weight to us that we carry around day in and day out. And in previous episodes on Mondays, I have discussed the whole concept of thoughts and your mind and minding your mind. So each week I'm going to try and bring something else to the meditation piece and help you understand just how powerful your thoughts are and what they can do to you and how they can leave you feeling and how they can rob you from being in the present moment. And just on Saturday, I was out with my eldest and he said to me out of the blue, he goes, "Mom, how do I deal with all these thoughts that are in my head? There's so many thoughts going around." And I said, "Well, that meditation." And he looked at me and he went, "Meditation? What's that got to do with thought?" And I said, "Well, when you are in life like you are right now, you're kind of not here because you're worried about all the thoughts you've got in your head. You've got a lot going on and those thoughts are swirling and they cause you to feel unsettled in reality." And he said, "Yes, but what's meditation got to do with that?" I said, "Just stay with me here." I said, "When I meditate, I have my eyes closed. So I'm shutting out visual stimulus. So I'm not seeing things that are going to make me think about things. So when I close my eyes, I'm very aware of where my mind is. So I become aware, hopefully with practice, you become aware of when you're in thought." And I said, "The whole purpose of this practice is to build your awareness for noticing all the thoughts. As I said last week, the thoughts are there. Your mind is supposed to think. It's the job. It's its role. It's a thinking beast. It thinks 55 to 70,000 thoughts a day. It thinks 35 to 50 thoughts a minute. We can't stop it thinking." But I said, "You can work out how to deal with the thoughts that are not needed in the moment. So right now you don't need these thoughts in your head because you're trying to do something else. So when I'm in my meditation practice, the practice in itself is strengthening my awareness for when thoughts come into my awareness. And I can choose to either keep thinking on, go with them, attach to them, or I can choose to go, let it go, let it go, let it go." So in life, when I'm not meditating, what that has done for me, I shared this with him, what it's done for me is it allows me in my day-to-day life, hour by hour, to notice when I'm not fully present in the present moment because my mind has gone off on a thought. It's like an untrained puppy. It won't sit still. But meditation helps me keep my mind still. And he's like, "Ah, that's what it's about. I wasn't sure." Now, my youngest son loves to meditate. He knows exactly what meditation does for him. But my eldest son has shown no interest in it. But in that moment, I shared this with him and I know he was curious, and he has ADHD and I know his mind runs a mile. Kids with ADHD are described as having Ferrari brains with bicycle brakes, And I said to him, you know that Ferrari brain, it's revved up, going everywhere it wants to go with the bicycle brakes. I said, here's the deal. A meditation practice could really help you upgrade from bicycle brakes, maybe not to Ferrari brakes, but maybe to Ford brakes or Chevy brakes or golf brakes, or golf brakes, that's funny, Audi brakes, to help break the beast that is your mind. And I say that lightly because the mind is an amazing thing, but it can be a beast. And a friend of mine this morning posted on his Facebook page a quote, there's nothing in this world that can trouble you more than your own thoughts. That's by Bobby Mattingly. And he's right, because our thoughts can really trouble us. They can take us away from what we're doing in the here and now. And those thoughts can be really heavy. They can weigh us down. It's like having a backpack of thoughts. So imagine what it'd be like if you could just take the thought out and let it go. They're like bricks. They weigh us down. So take the bricks out. Let them go. Meditation practice helps you notice how many bricks are in your backpack, how many thoughts are in your mind, how many thoughts are you preoccupied by. So let them go, free yourself, unload yourself. What weighs you down? What thoughts regularly swirl in your head that weigh you down? You have to notice what those thoughts are, and many people are unaware of them, and you can be blissfully unaware of them, but when you are aware of them, boy oh boy, does it open up space. Does it bring you stillness? Does it bring you peace of mind? Does it bring you gratitude for way more? Does it bring you better sleep? Does it help you stay focused? Does it help you in the relationships you have with everybody and your kids? Are you more connected in the moment? I would be saying yes, 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 yes to all those questions. So let's end this, if you're not driving, end this with a quick 2-minute meditation. We're at nearly up to 7 minutes on the podcast now. So I'm going to ask you to, wherever you are, if you can, and it's safe to do so, feet planted on the floor, sitting comfortably wherever you are. Don't go to a special chair or corner or cushion or cross leg. Just sit where you are and either rest your hands in your lap or put your palms on your lap and sit supported. And take a big deep breath in and a big deep breath out. Let all the air out. One more. Breathe in. And breathe out. And then just settle into your normal breathing rhythm. And feel the sensation of the cold air going in through your nose and the warm air coming out through your nose. Just focus on that. Coming back to your breath. Don't count your breath. Don't count the ins. Don't count the outs. I'm going to discuss this next week on the podcast, how to breathe. But when you're in a meditation, just breathe normally. Big, nice, relaxed belly breaths. And stay on your breath. This is the now. You're in the now. When you're on your breath and your mind is quiet and still and on your breath, you are present. You're here. As Eckhart Tolle says, the how of the now is through your breath. Your breath is the connection to the outside and the connection to the inside. staying on your breath. And just gently open your eyes now. How do you feel? The minute I do this, I feel more centered, grounded, peaceful, calm, and just content. I love the stillness that I get when I'm in that moment, when I'm out of my mind and my mind's clear. It's like an etch-a-sketch, and that the buttons and all the grey lines going everywhere, those are like your thoughts, your mind just thinking. And bringing your mind to your breath is like shaking the etch-a-sketch and starting with a clean slate. Your mind's clear. The thoughts are coming and going. You're not aware of them. Sometimes you're aware of one. You notice it, let it go. Don't get on it. So what I'd like you to do over the next week is really pay attention to your thoughts. What thoughts are you having? What are your typical thoughts when you do shut your eyes just for a minute or 2 minutes and your mind goes? Where does it go? Take note of it, because where your mind does go is important as well, because we can get to that in further as I guide you into this and you become more adept with the meditation practice. We can go into the thoughts, what they mean, why are they there, and what they're doing to you. But for now, just be aware of what are they. Are they feelings? Are they thoughts? Are they worries? Are they fears? Are they about you maybe not being good enough, not being a good enough mum, not doing a good enough job? Are they that you don't feel worthy, that you don't feel heard? Or are you planning? Are you always thinking, what do I need to do later? Your mind goes to planning, the lists. Just know, what's your default? What does your mind default to the minute it gets a chance to do it and for you to notice it? So important. So know that your thoughts weigh you down. They're heavy, and it's so nice to be free of them. And we can let them go. We don't have to attach to your thought. They're not real. They're not you. They're constructed, and they're inevitably future-based, so they haven't happened yet. Anyway, I could talk for hours on this subject because I love it so much. I'm so passionate about it. Hopefully you can hear it in my voice. I want every parent to wake up to this amazing tool that we have to help us be better versions of ourselves, to help us show up in a way that our children need us to be with them. When we're not aware of our thoughts, they trigger us and we become reactive. And when we're reactive, we resist and there's no flow and we become stressed. And the chaos becomes too much, the mental chaos and the physical chaos. So meditation is where it's at. I'm telling you guys, take it seriously. And if you're interested in it, follow along on Mondays, because I'll be doing this on Mondays for as long as I possibly can. So thanks for listening. As ever, if you have any questions, please do shoot me a message and I'd be happy to get back to you. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar, guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.